Plus, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Aid workers for the Federal Emergency Management Agency are able to go door to door again in areas of western North Carolina devastated by Hurricane Helene. CBS's Nicole Skanga tells us that's because a man has been arrested for allegedly making threats against aid workers, forcing some curtailment of their assistance.
He was arrested a late Saturday afternoon after allegedly making threats to FEMA employees, other government personnel involved in Hurricane Helene recovery efforts in Rutherford County, North Carolina, one of the hardest hit areas following that devastating natural disaster.
Gasoline is beginning to flow from the pumps in Florida again, but recovery from back-to-back hurricane disasters is slow going.
I'm Tom Hansen in Manasota Key, Florida, a small beachfront community devastated by Hurricane Milton. Many homes here were torn to shreds, while others are digging out from several feet of sand.
Block after block of obliterated homes. The silence punctuated by sound of smoke alarms. But there's no one to warn.
CBS's Weijia Jiang reports on an issue surfacing in the presidential campaign, beginning with former President Donald Trump.
We have some sick people, radical left lunatics, and I think they're the and it should be very easily handled by, if necessary, by National Guard, or if really necessary, by the military.
Harris campaign spokesman Ian Sams.
Suggesting that the military should be used against his fellow citizens is beyond the pale. It's something that no president should ever do.
The defendant, known as the Ketamine Queen, goes on trial Tuesday in Los Angeles for the overdose death of Friends star Matthew Perry. CBS legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
There are five total defendants indicted under federal criminal law for the unlawful distribution of ketamine, the dangerous drug that took Perry's life. Two doctors, a major supplier of the drug, a local dealer, and Perry's assistant, who injected him with the drug when his main doctor was not available.
India and Canada have expelled each other's top diplomats over a dispute about the killing of a Sikh activist in Canada.
Evidence also shows that a wide variety of entities in Canada and abroad have been used by agents of the government of India to collect information.
Royal Canadian Mounted Police Commissioner Michael Duham saying there's evidence of widespread public threat. New England's leaf-watching season is in full swing now as people from as far as Florida and Berlin enjoy the scenic drives, the train rides, and the bus tours to soak in the mix of red, orange, and bronze. It's nature's annual show. You just have to watch out for the falling acorns. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join us for the next Midday Magazine as we welcome in part one, the historic Point Boss, and the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties in part two. It's 4 to 5 every Monday through Friday, WFHR.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Kamala Harris campaign is busy blitzing Wisconsin. Running mate Tim Walz stumped in Green Bay and Eau Claire Monday. First Lady Jill Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders were in Wisconsin, too. Harris herself will be in Milwaukee, La Crosse, and Green Bay on Thursday. People in southwest Wisconsin are learning how to talk to each other about politics. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
So many of us have experienced the awkwardness and frustration of a political argument during Thanksgiving dinner. A group of about two dozen people got together in Dodgeville to talk about how politics has hurt their relationships with family and loved ones. It was put together by a group called Braver Angels. A Marquette survey found 46% of people have had to just stop talking politics altogether with someone they know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers with a win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers jumped out to a 24-0 lead and went on to beat the Arizona Cardinals 34-13 in front of nearly 78,000 fans at Lambeau Field in the rain. Jair Alexander asked how important it was for Green Bay to finally get back-to-back wins this season.
It's major. It's hard to win in this league and to, you know, get two in a row. I mean, that's even better. Now let's try to get three.
Romeo Doubs with two touchdown catches. Christian Watson with a 44-yard touchdown reception. interception in the south end zone. Is it true they drew that one up on the sidelines?
100%. I mean, that was something that we didn't even have a game plan. We knew we could take a shot. So, yeah, I mean, as soon as we called the play, I knew that it was coming.
NBA, the Bucks host the Bulls tonight in preseason action. College hoops, longtime Wisconsin basketball head coach Bo Ryan inducted last night into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame.
It was my supreme honor to coach you. I will cherish the memories we share for the rest of my life. Thank you.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds giving way to some clearing in the overnight as temperatures tumble into the lower 30s. Look for the winds to be out of the north. On your Tuesday, mostly sunny and a bit breezy with highs in the upper 40s. Tuesday night, mostly clear with mid-20s. Currently 35 degrees.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, we'll talk scary trolley tours in Door County with Carl Sarecki. And our favorite paranormal investigator, Todd Michaels, joins the show to talk ghost stories that are non-trolley related.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. Call or text. It is the same number, 855-752-4842. Or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Busy, busy show coming your way today. Next hour at this time, Gretchen Jameson will be here from Versity. We're going to talk about how you can donate blood and why it is so important to donate blood and how often you can do it and who can do it and why you should do it and all those good things. That will be coming up at 11:06. Of course, we'll wrap the show up with this shouldn't be a thing today. Today's thing is from the Stop It, Just Stop It edition. He's slightly crankier edge to today's Tisbet.
Oh, yeah. And folks, you heard Jane correctly. Tisbet.
This shouldn't be a thing.
I like it.
Do you?
I do.
We'll try and make it a thing.
We're building our universe. Only the cool people know what Tisbet is.
Tisbet means, yeah. That's coming up at 11:51, so stick around for that. Just a reminder as well, we are going to be broadcasting the debate between Democratic incumbent Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican challenger California guy Eric Hovde. That is going to be this Friday. We will have special pre-debate coverage from our Civic Media news and political teams. And then you can listen to the debate right here on Civic Media, presented by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association Foundation. That is this Friday. Our coverage will be starting at 6:45. And one other reminder, there will be a constitutional amendment on the November 5th ballot. I will be voting no. I think yes. No. No. Vote no. I will be voting no.
Right? Right. Left, 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 right, right.
I will be voting no because this changes one word about who should be allowed to vote. Currently, it reads every citizen, every U.S. citizen. They want to change it to only U.S. citizens, which in my estimation and the estimation of the League of Women Voters Wisconsin, this opens the doorway to narrow the definition of who Americans are.
Who only is.
Who falls into that only category. So therefore, I will be voting no.
Mm-hmm. And if you're thinking something to the light of like, well, this is going to keep illegal immigrants and undocumented people. They don't call them undocumented. They're not that respectful. But they look at it from an immigration point of view. That is not what this covers as
no,
well.
No.
And we've talked about this. It will also affect married women. It can affect married women.
Again, depending upon who they choose to eliminate from being able to vote. Yeah. So that's why I am voting no. You do what you think is best, but it's just what I'm just going to throw it out there.
Just my two cents.
Yes, many races going on across Wisconsin now that we have new maps. In today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, from Daniel Bice and Mary Spicuzza, spending in Dewey Strable, Jody Habish, Sinekin race for state senate sets a record. Big money in this race. Big money in this race. Reports show that the candidates, along with two outside groups, have spent more than $2.5 million. With Strobel and Sinekin's campaigns currently sitting at another $500,000 in the bank, with less than a month to go before the election, it's 22 days away, the race for the Senate's 8th district could cost more than $3 million.
That just seems not right for a state Senate seat.
Well, what did we spend to get in the Supreme Court race?
Oh,
for Justice Protasiewicz?
A lot.
I mean, that was a first as well, as far as the amount of money being spent on these races. And I know Tom from LA is probably listening, and it's all this outside money in politics. I would think that most of us could agree that corporations shouldn't be able to buy our elections. That's an aghast face.
$45 million.
$45 million?
I knew it was high. I wanted to say 50, but $45 million, which far outpaces the most expensive one, which was $15 million in 2004.
Wow.
It was an important race. Was it $45 million important? Some would say yes, some would say no.
Well, we wouldn't have fair maps.
I'm sure if you listen.
Or fairer maps.
If you put your ear to the wind, you can hear Daniel Kelly grumbling somewhere about it. But also remember, folks, it's happening again next year. We got another Supreme Court race. We're not out of the woods election-wise.
This is going to be ongoing.
Yeah.
This is going to be ongoing, much like trying to make more constitutional amendments. Robin Voss, even after they lost in August with the two constitutional amendments they put on there, he said at that time, oh, we're going to double down. We're just going to keep doing this in the hopes that people are not paying attention.
And also, folks, don't forget, this constitutional amendment covers something that's already covered. There's already a law saying who can vote. It's not necessary. It's a, what did you call it? It's a solution in search of a problem.
Exactly. Which so many of these voter IDs and all of those things are solutions in search of a problem. This problem does not exist. Non-citizens are not voting in massive numbers in order to affect an election. They're just not.
No.
There is no proof.
What did you say, Jane? There's no what?
Proof.
I thought.
There's nothing to back it up. There's no evidence to back it up as much as Moses Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, says they just know intuitively. They know intuitively that it's happening, that it's happening in massive numbers. They just can't prove it.
Oh, it's in their gut. It's in their gut.
They just know. Yeah. Anyway, back to this race. Dewey Strable was first elected to the current 20th Senate District in 2015. He had served 4 years before that in the Assembly, got drawn into the 8th Senate District that was held at the time by Representative Dan Knodel, who decided to run for the Assembly rather than face off in a primary. Jody Habish-Sinekin lost the 2023 special election to Knodel by less than 2%.
I remember that, yeah.
I do, too. State records show Sinekin raising and spending more than Strobel. So far, she's raised nearly $1.2 million and spent $1.1 million. Dewey Strobel pulling in $703,000. He spent about $287,000. The other thing that I think that's important to remind people of, if you live in that district, is that Dewey Strobel has called for the release of $50 million in already approved funding in order to put into place new literacy curricula in Wisconsin schools. One little teensy problem with that, Dewey's vice chair of the Joint Finance Committee, and they won't release the money.
Yeah, he's trying to play this whole bipartisan thing.
Oh, yeah.
When he's now forcing schools to get loans to cover the mandated spending they must do.
Yes.
Even though the money is taken in, allocated, ready to go, voted on, and the Joint Finance Committee. Oh, look, and this is just a fraction. It's a small part of the many tens of millions of dollars that the Joint Finance Committee is sitting on as well. Whether it's PFAS, hospitals, schools, you name it, Dewey Strobel's doing nothing because he sits on that JFC and he's like,
I don't have to.
It's been a long. I'm on a 10-month vacation, folks.
Don't bother me.
Hey,
don't bother me.
I gotta
right now.
Run for office in a while, and I got things to do.
So, if you happen to attend an event, perhaps where Mr. Strobel is, you may want to ask him about that.
Yeah.
About mandating this new literacy program in Wisconsin schools. So the schools must implement this, getting approval for this money, and then refusing to release the money. I think that's a question worth asking.
I think that's a very good question worth asking. I mean, I would even say if you wanted to, you could go maybe get on your phone.
And call.
And give a call. His number is very, very look upable, which I'm doing right now. That's right. I said look upable. It's 608-266-7513. That is 608-266-7513. And say, hey, person answering the phone, why isn't Senator Strobel releasing the funds for schools?
And forcing schools to take out loans?
I thought he cared about children and education. I thought he cared about bipartisan measures.
Fiscal responsibility.
Fiscal responsibility. Investment in the future.
Our children.
Why is he not helping?
855-752-4842 if you would like to join our conversation. Jack from Merrimack is on the line. Good morning, Jack. How you doing?
Good morning, Jeff Peachy Keen. Thank you.
Good.
The constitutional amendment proposal, as you say, is definitely a solution in search of a problem. In my opinion, the whole purpose of that is so that, for example, when people like my handyman, who has a very strong Hispanic accent, was born in the United States, so is a United States citizen, but people like that, it's the perfect way to challenge and say, well, can you prove you're a citizen? Do you have passport, for instance? But if you want a constitutional amendment, here's one that I think we really should have. It should say something like, once the legislature and the governor approve funding, that funding shall be spent.
Yeah.
And no committee or subcommittee has the power to hold up that spending.
That's a great idea, Jack.
I love that.
That is a fantastic idea. Of course, they would never actually do that because that would actually get things done. And we all know Wisconsin's Republican-led legislature prides themselves on accomplishing as little as humanly possible. They're kind of in the race with the House.
I was going to say, the only people who are doing it better than the Wisconsin Assembly or the Wisconsin House is the federal Congress.
Yeah.
They're great at doing nothing.
They're the least accomplished Congress of all time, practically.
Currently doing nothing right now.
Which is, again, that's you got to give credit where credit is due.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Jack. Really appreciate you checking in. 855-752-4842 coming up. Should we see their medical records? What are your thoughts? Candidates' medical records, especially for the office of the presidency, should we be able to see those medical records or not? 855-752-4842. We will discuss. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on air, coming to you on the Civic Media Radio Network. She don't mean no. Just don't know what else to do about it.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
The morning show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
The top-selling Halloween candies in every state over the past 17 years.
Oh.
Nicely done, Melissa. I'm not sure.
What were you clearing your throat? What was that?
It was a macabre kind of.
It
like,
really was.
Why the 17 years? That seems a little.
That's arbitrary.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Candystore.com.
When they started making Halloween candy, guys.
Oh yeah, 17 that's years definitely, ago. Definitely 17 years ago.
Weekdays from 8 to 10.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on Earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Some group of kids from Stevens Point were using racial slurs against black and mixed race players on the Eau Claire North team. Let's go to Joe. What's he?
One of the things that makes this state great is the legacy of Vince Lombardi. He tells his players, you are all equal on my team. Vince Lombardi would never have tolerated that sort of behavior, and he's one of our heroes.
Joe, as you always do, you nailed it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
And Egan Walkoff from Wisconsin Native Vote.
20 years ago, I moved to a suburb of Milwaukee. I went to register, and the woman was like, you're Indian? Indians don't vote. You can't vote.
What?
So when I'm talking to a group of Native Americans, did I tell them that story? And they're like, what? And that gets their dander up. And I'm going to go yeah, vote for sure.
Absolutely.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board. Coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can join us. You can call or text, same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. After the 10:30 news, we are coming back with a segment called We'll Bus You In, But You Can Never Leave. There was an event over the weekend in the deserts of California. Things didn't exactly go. Maybe it did go as planned.
Maybe that was the plan along.
Maybe that was the plan. I'm not sure. We'll talk about that coming up after the 10:30 news. Right now, though, wanted to talk about candidate medical records. Kamala Harris has released hers. Joe Biden always released his. I believe every president in modern history has released their medical records.
Yes.
So the populace can be assured that the candidate is healthy enough for what is arguably the most important and most stressful and most difficult job in the world.
Yes. It ages you.
Not Donald Trump.
No.
He is the picture of perfectness.
It's almost like he doesn't work at all to maintain that beautiful orangish glow.
Beach body?
Yeah.
Yep, the beach body. Moses Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House on NBC yesterday, talking to Kristen Welker. He says that Donald Trump does not need to release his records because his physical fitness is already on display. Okay. Johnson says the man works nonstop. He never quits. He probably sleeps 4 hours a night. That's probably not good. He doesn't require as much sleep as the average person. He's an unusual figure. This is the strength we need in a time like this. Kristen Welker came back. Just to be clear, he has not released all of his medical records. He's released two letters from Ronnie Jackson, who was not only he was demoted.
Yeah. Folks, let me be your Jane Whisperer for a moment. When she says a name like this, it's a whole heap and helping of hometown sarcasm and derision, I would say.
I think derision.
Randy Jackson?
Ronnie Jackson.
Ronnie Jackson.
Ronnie.
Ronnie Jackson.
Mike Johnson says it's unnecessary for Trump to release his medical records. He's on display every minute, so it's unnecessary. You can see that he didn't release his medical records. You don't want to know about things like his cholesterol level. The American people don't care about the cholesterol level of Donald Trump. They care about the cost of living and the fact they can't pay for groceries. I would like to see his medical records.
Yes.
Especially since nothing was released after he was shot at.
Oh, yeah. No.
We never saw medical reports about that. Was it Ronald Reagan who had prostate cancer when he was serving? We had newspaper articles with visual descriptions of the prostate.
Sorry, I didn't mean to laugh at that.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, I think the American public should be able to see a complete release of his medical records. I don't think that's asking too much.
It's not controversial, in my opinion, either. I want to see their medical history. I want to see their taxes and any other information that we feel is necessary to know about someone running for the most powerful job in the land, possibly the world. That's not craziness. And to tell me he's not like average human being, I know he's not.
Oh, please.
And
yeah, and he's on display all the time. Yes, he is.
That's not the display you want because it's not the picture of health. I'm sorry. He
does not look well.
And that is not to say that people who are bigger can't be healthy. You can be. But the way he talks about his life, that is not healthy at all.
855-752-4842. Tom from LA is on the line. Good morning, Tom. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Jane. I did want to just riff for a second on getting money out of politics and how we must get money out of politics. Even when phone banking this weekend with wisdems.org, that was one area where the Republicans and I could agree on, which was to get all money out of politics and all lobbyists out of politics. And it's because of Citizens United, which there's only one party that's been trying to get rid of money in politics. That's been the Democratic Party through H.R. 1. And also, they're trying to get money out of politics or reverse Citizens United again right now. So I would just really encourage everyone to look at the party that actually doesn't just talk the talk, but walks the walk in terms of trying to get dark money and money completely out of politics.
I appreciate it, Tom. Thank you very much. I mean, I agree with you, and I think a lot of folks agree. I think a lot of folks agree that the Supreme Court should have a code of ethics that is actually enforceable.
Yeah.
Right? And yeah, we shouldn't allow corporations, the wealthiest among us, to be buying our elections. But the Supreme Court ruled that money is speech. Money is speech. So if you like that Supreme Court decision and some of the other more recent Supreme Court decisions, then vote for Donald Trump because he's going to have the opportunity to appoint a couple more justices.
Yeah. And
Sam Alito and Clarence Thomas are both getting up there. And so he could pick another 45-year-old, two 45-year-olds to replace them.
Yeah. And yeah, it's just it's no consequences for actions, no matter who you are, whether it's Donald Trump, whether it's Alito, Clarence Thomas. It's really disheartening and sickening when you think about that, too. The idea that Donald Trump could appoint one, if not two more Supreme Court justices. And that's the ball game for about 40 years.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's not hyperbole either.
No, it's not. Andrew from Maine texting in, candidates of any office running for re-election should have a new physical report each cycle. Absolutely.
Yes.
I don't see why this is a wacky idea or extreme too much.
That's the problem I have is people saying, well, why do we need that? It makes sense. Like, let's not get angry about this. Tell me, you know, I know you gave the reason why he shouldn't have to because he's a picture of health who works
right
more than ever. Like, honestly, what you described does not tell me someone who sleeps 4 hours a night, works all the time, which is that golfing? You're doing 5 rallies a day. You are almost 80 years old. You don't eat right. This is not pictures of health to me. And once again, not saying this as I don't like Donald Trump, saying this as you're a human.
Why does he get to be the exception again? There's always special rules for Donnie. Yep. Always special rules for him. News is coming up next, and then we'll bus you in, but you can never leave. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media, Best and Global Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
CBS News Brief. FEMA says assistance and recovery efforts are back on track in hurricane-hit North Carolina after a man was arrested and charged for allegedly threatening aid workers.
Disaster recovery centers are continuing to be opened as scheduled, that survivors continue to register for assistance, and that they're going to continue to help the people of North Carolina.
CBS's Nicole Skanga. In Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis is releasing funds for hurricane recovery.
I'm today announcing that the state of Florida will provide $9.5 million to jumpstart the recovery and help repair the impacted infrastructure.
CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns reports Vice President Harris and former President Donald Trump campaigned Monday in Pennsylvania.
This is when they are starting to target these areas. We've spent a lot of time covering him in the western part of the state, more rural parts of the state here in Pennsylvania.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The woman accused in the notorious Slender Man 10 years ago is trying to get out of a state psychiatric hospital. Morgan Geiser and Anissa Weyer were in middle school when they attacked a classmate in Waukesha and nearly killed her. Weyer was released 3 years ago. A Fond du Lac County woman and three teenagers are accused of going on a poaching rampage, Stuart J. Waddles reports.
The suspects are accused of killing more than 100 deer over a 14-month period, often shooting animals at night using spotlights and just leaving them there. Authorities also report that the group allegedly took part in other wildlife abuses, including intentionally hitting deer with cars and harassing various animals such as geese, raccoons, and turtles. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Succession star Jeremy Strong does not miss being on the popular show. That might surprise some people, as it was an immensely popular show and won a slew of awards. Oftentimes it is mentioned as one of the best TV shows ever. Strong says he owes a lot to Succession, but the show messed him up. Strong says carrying the troubles of his character Kendall Roy for 7 years was almost too much. How much is too much? When asked if he would consider a spinoff where his character would be the star, he said it is not something he wishes to do. When an actor is willing to turn down millions of dollars, I tend to believe them. The film The Apprentice, about the life of Donald Trump and starring Sebastian Stan, has been given mostly good reviews, but it is getting torched by one critic in particular, who called it a politically disgusting hatchet job made by human scum. Any idea who that critic might be? Former President Donald Trump slammed the film, but it's doubtful many people saw his post because it was on Truth Social. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds giving way to some clearing in the overnight as temperatures tumble into the lower 30s. Look for the winds to be out of the north. On your Tuesday, mostly sunny and a bit breezy with highs in the upper 40s. Tuesday night, mostly clear with mid-20s. Currently 35 degrees.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What are you too embarrassed to do alone?
I can't go into the library without a date.
Interesting.
Yes. I'm no loser.
Grocery store.
Yeah.
You prefer to do that alone.
Absolutely.
When I used to go with my roommate, he would take longer than me, and I'd be sitting in the car with all my groceries for like 20 minutes.
I can't even shop with my wife. She's browsing, and I respect that, but I can't do it. I'm a mission guy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. If it's Tuesday, it means it's Tuesday Tangents with our very own Luke Mathers. Find out what's grinding his gears and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842. We have a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon continues to actively ruin. Coming up at 10:50, we're going to talk about polling. All kinds of poll numbers, people freaking out about the polls. We're going to talk about polls coming up at 10:50. I contacted Dan Schaefer from the recombobulation area over the weekend to ask him a couple questions about polling. I have thoughts.
I hope they make me feel better because I'm now in the place of that from where we are now to the election of just it's a matter of how, what billboard I see where I get this sick feeling in my stomach.
Polls don't vote.
They don't vote. You're not.
Polls don't vote.
Polls don't vote. Yard signs don't vote. But they definitely affect my Monday.
They do. So that's why we're going to talk about polls coming up at 10:50 after the 11 o'clock news. Gretchen Jameson is the executive vice president for Versity. And we're going to talk about the ongoing need for blood donations. What kind of blood? What different kinds of things you can donate? How often you can donate? Who should donate? All of those things. If you have questions, please send them in. You can either text them in right now, or you can email them to Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Yes, you can. We'll bus you in, but you can never leave. Donald Trump held a rally in a desert in California on Saturday. It was held at the private Calhoun Ranch in Riverside County, about 5 miles outside the city of Coachella. So there's a big music festival in Coachella, in the middle of the desert every summer.
Mm-hmm.
It's a three-day?
Yeah.
A three-day thing. But so this rally that Donald Trump held at the Calhoun Ranch in Riverside County, it went well initially. They made the attendees take a bus. You couldn't drive to this ranch.
Yeah.
You had to park like 5 miles away, and then they bused you there, and then they were going to bus you back. Unfortunately,
there's more.
The back part, the busing you back part, apparently got a little missed.
Yeah.
When Donald Trump left at about 7 o'clock on Saturday night, people headed out. There were supposed to be 30 buses waiting for them to take them back to their cars. There was one bus. They were there for hours.
Yeah.
In the middle of the desert, in the dark, no water, no bathroom facilities, no food. We'll bus you in, but you can never leave.
I said this to you before. As soon as I read this article, or one of the many articles I've been talking, because this is a very digestible piece of news right now. So there's lots of articles being written. It reminded me of the Fyre Festival. The original Fyre Festival, where people were just, they're there, and then all of a sudden everything fell apart real quick. I mean, the rally happened,
yeah,
but getting home was difficult. The food situation was sketchy. Bathrooms, you know, it's just like, is it Donald Trump's Fyre Fest?
Lots of similarities there, Calvin.
Well, I will say that if you're waiting hours for a bus when the distance is 5 miles, you should. Like, I know it was dark, but 5 miles you should be able to do in 2 hours. If it was between sit and wait for 4 hours or walk for 2 hours, I think I would have walked for 2 hours.
Well, certainly if you're physically capable of that,
yeah.
From what I have been reading, there are a lot of elderly people there.
Yes,
who are probably not going to be able to schlep 5 miles, especially you get to be older, you worry about falling. Bad things mm-hmm. happen when old people fall. Or it can happen when old people fall. So I don't know if I want to go trudging through the desert in the dark.
Oh,
to get to my car.
But that's also, okay. So I worked in campaigning. I know, like, when you're running a campaign, you have to have a contingency plan. And this speaks a lot to the national campaign, the state campaign, the county, or the, I should say parties, state, local and national parties. There should have been phone calls made to supporters saying, hey, can you come pick us up?
Yeah. Bring,
can you come like, just take 3-4 people?
Exactly.
You only have to do it like 2-3 times. It should take you about half an hour, hour at the most. We'll give you a bumper sticker or whatever.
Yep.
And you could have had this problem mitigated and then said, like, there was a problem with the buses, but we took care of it. Our party members in Riverside County or whatever county that is, it could have been
that's a
really
great point.
Well handled, but instead, nothing.
Yeah, they just they stranded them there.
Yeah,
for hours.
Yeah, I saw someone joke in a TikTok comment that, well, Trump doesn't pay overtime, so all the bus drivers went home for the night.
He doesn't. Well, he said that himself. He doesn't pay overtime. Nope. He doesn't. He won't pay overtime.
No.
He brings in other people.
Plus, it's also not, they don't work for him. You hire, like, it's not a matter of overtime either. I know it's a joke and everything, but people are talking about that. It's, you hire the bus, you say, the buses are going to, people said that the event went too late. People said that they didn't pay the buses, period. So, like, they got them on. I mean, first of all, if you're entering a commitment with Donald Trump's campaign.
They get paid up front.
You get paid up front. That cash better, that check better clear before you turn an engine on.
Absolutely. 855-752-4842. Tom from West Dallas is on the line. Good morning, Tom. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning. Late last night, early this morning, I was watching YouTube, and they were interviewing people at that rally, and there were people wanting the Republicans to launch an investigation on why this happened, because they're blaming the mayor, they're blaming the city, they're telling the Democrats, it's all them. Not one of them thought, wow, maybe Donald screwed up here.
No, of course not. Of course they're blaming everybody, but...
Well, absolutely, Tom, because, again, he's the one who said during the COVID pandemic, I don't take responsibility for anything. And so now, apparently, that's just the mantra of the Trump campaign. If something bad happens, we don't take any responsibility, right, Tom?
Oh, exactly. Why should we? We don't do anything wrong. It's always the other side's fault, not ours.
Yep, exactly. Thank you so much, Tom. Really appreciate you checking in. Thank you for listening.
And I'm going to say something that nobody likes. Nobody's going to like here. It's not Donald Trump's fault anyways. It's not his fault.
What's his, it's his campaign.
It's his campaign's fault. Like people were saying, well, why didn't Donald Trump do anything? He doesn't do anything. It's his campaign. But that goes to show about the people he hires. That goes to show the kind of country he'll run. It will be shoddy. It will be mismanaged. And y'all will be left with no buses to take you home.
Yeah, I was listening to a podcast about cults, actually. And I'll connect this so it's not that
Oh,
bad.
We know where you're going.
But... it was like how they react to how, okay, so many cults have like, they predict the end of the world. And when that comes to pass and their prediction's not right, it often thins a lot of people out. They leave the cult and say, ah, yeah, this is BS. I should have known, and leave.
Right.
But a lot of them double down and reinvest more in it. And I think kind of with like this kind of thing, there are probably were people at the event that were like, oh boy, this Trump campaign is not run well. What was I doing? But then there are people like Greg said or Tom said that are like, well, this must have been the Democrats. Yeah. We have to launch an investigation.
Yeah. The fact that they want to go to the mayor of Coachella, this wasn't a city event. This was held at a private property. And the Trump campaign was the one responsible for setting up the transportation.
Yes.
So I think it's an important point to reinforce, Greg. These are the kinds of competent, best people.
The best people.
All the best people that will be in a second Trump administration. Your mm-hmm. least qualified cousin is going to be organizing the transportation for the next rally. How do you feel about that?
I just love it.
You trust him? You trust him? Really? You do.
What do you do for the Trump? I scheduled the buses.
I book buses.
Yeah, I mean.
And the other thing, too, is this has happened before.
Mm.
There is a CNN article from 2020, October of 2020, when Donald Trump was campaigning in Omaha, Nebraska. Thousands of people watched and cheered in the frigid air as Air Force One took off into the night. Unfortunately, from CNN, for the next several hours, hundreds and hundreds of people who attended the rally were stranded. This is from 2020. They waited for buses that didn't arrive, unable to reach the site because of a clogged two-lane road. So this has happened before.
Ugh.
It almost seems like he just wants these folks there because it looks good on camera. And then after the cameras are off, they don't really care so much. Not such a big thing. It's only thousands of people stuck in the dark in the middle of the desert. No problem. What could possibly go wrong? We're talking about we'll bus you in, but you can never leave. Donald Trump holding a rally in the California desert on Saturday. And essentially, he left at 7 o'clock, took off on the plane. They had had 30 buses that were there to bring people to the event because it was parking was 5 miles away. He's very sensitive about people leaving his rallies early.
Yes, very much so.
So one way to make sure that doesn't happen anymore is to make sure you control the outgoing transportation.
It's almost like he built a temporary compound for the day where all of his fans had to be there and couldn't leave.
And couldn't leave.
Ah, what does that sound like to me?
855-752-4842. Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning, Bill. Thanks for joining us. What did you want to say about this?
You know, Trump events give Saturday Night Live way too much work. Way too much work. It's hard to keep up with all of that. But for the listeners of the other side of the fence on your show today, remember, the next Trump event, you can be guaranteed of a few things. There will be a debacle. There will be a big issue. And as far as Trump and his group paying for what they're using in your city, good luck. Have a nice day, fans.
Yeah, but it's so well known, Bill, that Trump doesn't pay his bills. And it's been known for decades, especially in New York. They know this about
him. And I think that's what he's saying, though. He's saying is like, you get involved.
This is what you're going to get.
It's the classic Trump package. Misinformation, disinformation, rambling, whatever. And then don't forget, you're not getting paid.
No, you won't get paid.
Ask for it in a deposit.
Thank you so much, Bill. Really appreciate you checking in. You can always join us as well at 855-752-4842. If you have the Civic Media app, you can call and text directly from the app, no matter which show you're listening to across the Civic Media Radio Network, no matter where you are in the state, we would love to hear from you. You can call and text directly to our show right now from the absolutely free Civic Media app. When we return, polling. It's all I saw over the weekend. Polling, new polls. Polls are showing, and everybody's freaking out about the polling. So I had some questions that I ran past Dan Schaefer from the recombobulation area.
Yeah.
And I have some thoughts.
You have some thoughts?
Just a few.
I'm hoping that they just make me feel better because every notification I get on my phone now is...
It's making you sweat.
It says a new poll and then it doesn't say anything else. And I'm like, I can't. I just can't right
You're
now.
Not alone.
No.
I think a lot of people are having poll exhaustion. And so we're going to talk about that coming up. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Matt Nair on air.
She's the fabulous farm babe. She is Pam Yonke. One of the reports that you guys did from last week was about the cow photographers.
When you go to World Dairy Expo, it never ceases to amaze me. Hair dryers, goop for their hair, for their hooves, everything. When it's time for them to go potty, somebody walks around behind them with a bucket. Now that's pampering, if you ask me.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Some group of kids from Stevens Point were using racial slurs against black and mixed race players on the Eau Claire North team. Let's go to Joe. What's he?
One of the things that makes this state great is the legacy of Vince Lombardi. He tells his players, you are all equal on my team. Vince Lombardi would never have tolerated that sort of behavior, and he's one of our heroes.
Joe, as you always do, you nailed it.
The Todd Allbus Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and the Calvinator on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. An hour from now, 1151, we will close out the show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today, from the Stop It, Just Stop It edition, it's a little crankier. It's a little crankier edge to today's This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
I think it's just crankier today. You have some, you got some crank happening here.
I got some
here.
Cranky today.
Things cranking.
All right. Polling.
Yeah.
All I've been seeing since Friday is the polls are bad and the polls are frightening and the polls are narrowing and polls. So I don't follow polls. We don't talk about them a lot, except usually when Marquette comes out with a new one and Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation area will come on and do a breakdown. And I find them really useful in identifying some smaller things, details.
Yeah.
Polls are good at showing some more specific details about particular races. But I do not live and die by polls. And I think we should not live and die by polls. For one thing, polls don't vote.
Correct.
Yard signs don't vote. Flags don't vote. Neither do boats or trucks. They don't vote. We vote.
Folks, you heard it here first on Matt Nair on Air exclusive.
Mm.
Trucks, boats, polls, yard signs.
Can't vote.
I would even say, children.
Also cannot vote.
There you go.
Illegal citizens, people here illegally.
Yes.
Also cannot vote. They can't vote. No. So when I was thinking about polling, I contacted Dan Schaefer and I just said, can anyone start a polling company? Is there any kind of licensing? Is there any kind of requirement? Or can just anybody decide, Stan and Dan decide they're going to start integrity polling and just call five people and give those as their results? And he said, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
He said, polling, when it's done well, is very expensive. And I don't doubt that because of the phone banking you have to do and the researching and the algorithms and all of the other things that are involved in polling.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that Stan and Dan's integrity polling and taxidermy can't come up with a poll and put it out on social media and some right-wing podcaster picks up on it and says, yes, we have the new integrity polling results. And so I guess I would encourage a little skepticism. Don't live and die by the polls.
Yeah.
And I understand we have 22 days left before we go to vote. People are worried. People are very invested.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's good.
Yeah.
But take this anxiety you might be feeling right now and put it into action. Call five of your friends to make sure that they're registered to vote.
Get a plan for voting, folks.
Get a plan for voting. Maybe make a plan to drive someone to the poll with you.
Yeah.
You can still phone bank. You can still knock on doors.
Mm-hmm.
If you are feeling anxious, and I get it, I absolutely get it, don't sit and stew in it. It's too easy. Take that anxiety and do something with it.
And if you're going to, and there's nothing wrong with looking up polling information. I think one of the things that, I think one of the reasons why we're so obsessed with polling is because we hear about it so much. And when we talk about it, it makes us seem more in the know than we actually are. I mean, we read a poll in a paper. We don't know the actual data.
Well, you got to look and see how many people did they contact and where did they contact them and where were they living and all of that stuff. There's a lot involved in it.
There's a lot of nuance, but also if you're going to do that, if you're going to look at polling information, pick a couple that are reputable. Where do they come from? Are they nonprofits? Are they nonpartisan? Are they, where, what are the logistics? Because yes, an expensive poll,
a legitimate poll
is going to cost money. So they want to put out the best details possible versus I mean, whether it's an MSNBC poll or a new Fox poll or a Newsmax poll, the Marquette University Law School is a respected polling system.
And it's been around for a long time.
Exactly. So look at that stuff. Think about it. But don't let it make you feel. I remember a caller saying they were listening to someone talking about polling data and that we had to just accept the fact that Donald Trump was going to be reelected.
No.
None of that is true.
No.
I don't have to accept anything for one thing. Second of all, we don't know. And if that makes you feel bad, make that plan to vote. Talk to your friends, especially the ones who are, I don't know, man.
Doesn't make any difference if I vote.
They're the same. It's the same size. It's same coin, two sides, whatever. It's not.
No, it's not, especially not this time around.
No, not at all. So, yeah, as I agree with Jane. Anxiety sucks. I got it. I hate it. I have it right now. My stomach's all in knots because I saw like 40 Trump signs on one lawn the other day.
Signs don't vote.
Don't care. Still anxious.
And don't accept the results of Stan and Tan's integrity polling and taxidermy because I think that's questionable.
How did you find them, by the way?
I stumbled on them when I was doing a Google search.
You and that Google.
It might not actually be a thing. Shocking, I know. Reminder, next Friday, Civic Media will be covering and broadcasting the Senate debate between Democratic incumbent Senator Tammy Baldwin and California guy Eric Hovde. This coming Friday, our coverage starts around 6:45, so make sure you join us this coming Friday night for the one and only, I believe, debate between Tammy Baldwin and Eric Hovde.
Yeah.
News is coming up next. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Pat Kreitlow.
On Tuesday, a former U.S. diplomat tells us about the 1,000 or so retired national security officials warning voters about Donald Trump.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Joint Council 389, based here in Milwaukee. They have endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz for president and vice president.
Trump offers nothing to a regular working class person. Talking about not taxing tips and not taxing overtime. Well, you don't have to tax overtime if there is no more overtime. That's in his Project 2025.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.